guess that's correct. Well, you say hook, you don't say hook. A double O.
Right.
And you do gonna say, you don't say hoof, you say hoof. Except when you get the hooves. How about that hoof, Jane? You call it hooves or hoofs? Hooves. Hooves.
Hoof and hooves. I don't know.
Okay.
But we wind up advocate. This wasn't the bucolic area. We just, of course, downtown, I think they used to have chickens and cows in the backyard. I don't remember it, frankly.
Yeah.
I didn't go downtown much. But I'd be willing to bet that back in 1870, people had cows in the backyard. They had horses and needed milk. And probably like you know, up here, they used to send the cows out to pasture every day. I just don't know. That's just speculating.
Mm-hmm.
I say we were urban, more urban than rural. Mm-hmm. Had chickens and horses and cows. Need the horses to get around with. Need cow for milk. Need chickens for the eggs. Just simple as that. Yeah. It's plenty of land.
The part of a chicken the bone that comes out of the neck that the kids always like to have pull apart.
Oh, the wishbone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever call that anything else?
It's a breastbone, really. I think. I mean, people, it's a breastbone, wishbone.
Yeah.
You ever heard it called otherwise, Daniel? You go to the butcher shop, you say, give me that breastbone.
Wishbone.
What about the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
The viscera?
Well, the liver and the heart and the gizzard and mm-hmm. all that.
Well, I don't think everybody eats the heart, the liver, the gizzard.
Giblets.
Kidney.
What? Giblets.
Giblets, oh yeah, giblets, that's right.
What about the inside part of a pig like that?
Chitlins.
Did you ever have that? Chitlins?
No.
Tell us, see, it smells like it looks, and it looks like what it is.
What about the inside parts of a calf or a
grain of wool? Sweetbreads. No, I think sweetbreads is a pancreas, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
The sweetbreads is some part of the. Possibly get that now. Now, Mr. Shapiro over James sent me on a sweetbreads in the butcher shop. I did a job for a butcher here. He sent me. Is that a steak? What is something? I remember sweetbreads. Mm-hmm. A lot of choice cuts of steak.
Okay. Then. If you're talking about, you're not going to be able to talk about that because you never had any crops to raise. So there's no point in asking you that one.
You want to get some light?
This is fine, I think.
No, it's up the top. You want to have to fool around?
Yeah.
I know I was going to turn that on, but you know what happens? Wherever the light comes on, you know why?
We've
got to get David over here, I think, turn the lights
out.
Well,
all right, maybe so.
Yeah, I noticed last night it was often dim. Mm-hmm. At least one is out, I think, too.
That's a very nice fixture up there.
That light?
Yeah.
I don't know how old that light is. No, I can't. But yeah, when we took over the house in 1954 and been here, I think, ever since my childhood. Because now they don't have overhead lights, you've got to have sconces around. If you have that, now, for instance, we don't have any lights except the standing lamps. That's because you can't buy them any longer. There used to be sconces, but never any overhead light there. Now, I think probably that light was put up there on this house was added to in 1898.
Could be.
Wasn't it? You think so?
Could be, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Oh, ever since I referred.
I mean, it's kind of thing doesn't wear out.
Yeah.
In 1898, the house was added to, and this room was
looks
as fashioned as it now is.
Of course, when you were younger, you probably did you get bread in the store? If you got bread, did your mother?